Today, Shem Sechta Nazar, Daf Mem Tes, we will begin on Daf Mem Ches on the base, 7 lines from the bottom of Rabbi Shmuel. As we have been learning in our Shiurim, the Torah is very clear that a Nazar may never become Tameh, and that the Kohen Gadol may never become Tameh. But what's interesting to point out is that when the Torah teaches us these halachas, the Torah is very expressive in telling us all the situation where a Nazar may not become Tamei and where a Kohen Gadol may not become Tamei. Lavi v'lima, lachi v'lachaysai. And as we've been learning in our Shurim, Rabbi Kiva and Mishmol debate how to understand all of these psukim. So begins the Gemara, asks the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Shmol, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shmol, that holds that from the word la'achiv, we learn that someone who's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, that he has this double Kedusha, the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol and the Kedusha of a Nazir. Menole, how, so that, and that's what the Pasuk says, that even if he has the double Kedusha, where will he learn? Menole, where will he learn that individual who has this double Kedusha may become Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah? The Shara Rechmana, Kivan the Shara answers the Gemara, the way Rabbi Shmuel will need it, he won't need a pasuk to teach us this halacha, for he will say, the Shah Rahman Achad La'av L'gav Meis Mitzvah, if the Torah says that a Kohen Gadol or Nazir are allowed to expose themselves to Tumah by a Meis Mitzvah. So his approach is, Meli Chayat La'av Mali Trey La'avin. There is no difference, it's one La'av or two La'avin. If a Meis Mitzvah is so significant that they're allowed to become Tameh, it doesn't make a difference how many Surim are evolved. That if that's the case, L'choysoi, we've learned that he learns from the word Achoysoi, that somebody who's going to Shecht his Karm Pesach and to do a Bris Milah for his son still is allowed to be Metameh Tomeis Mitzvah. So now that we've established that a Meis Mitzvah is such a significant situation, and because a Meis Mitzvah is such a significant situation, then that's why a Nazir is allowed to be Matam himself. So then the question is, Mali, why would we differentiate if he's doing two mitzvahs or he's doing one mitzvah? In other words, the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara's question. Once we've established that Rabbi Shmuel holds that if a Meis Mitzvah is so significant, and that's why the halacha is that a Meis Mitzvah, in a situation of a Meis Mitzvah, a Nazir or a Kohen Gadol are allowed to be Matam themselves, the same halacha as the Gemara should apply if the person is going to do one mitzvah say or two mitzvahs say, the fact that he's a Nazir should allow him to do those mitzvahs. And why do I have to have a special pasuk that somebody who's going to do these two mitzvahs is allowed to be Matam himself? Answers the Gemara. Sakadat Chemina, we might have thought, Kisha Rachmana, when was the Torah lenient that allows one to become Tamil Meis Mitzvah? B'Nazir V'Kayin, the Sur Lavhu. When we speak about a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, he has this double Kedusha, and he still, and that prohibits him from becoming Tamei. Still, the Meis Mitzvah situation is more important, and that's why he's allowed to be Matam himself. And this is very much in line with a concept that we've discussed in our shiurim very often, and that is that the mitzvahs, the lavin of the Torah, are nitcha, are pushed away from mitzvahs to say. And as we've explained in our shiurim, the reason for that is because a mitzvah to say is so much greater than a mitzvah slice to say, and that's why the mitzvah to say of bearing the Meis Mitzvah is so very significant. Ava Milo Pesach, that are mitzvahs asay. And not only are mitzvahs asay, there's such significant mitzvahs asay that we know that there's a chiv chorus if Rachman al Tzlan, someone violates these mitzvahs asay. So maybe that should be a situation, the loy yitmil Meis Mitzvah, because this person is going to fulfill a mitzvah asay, which we say is so significant in the eyes of halacha. That's why we need the pasuk of achoysai, that even though we're dealing with these two mitzvahs asay, which are so significant that they carry a kares, it won't violate them. Still a meis mitzvah, if there's a situation, unfortunately, of a meis mitzvah, the halacha is the nazir and the person who's going to do the mitzvah, bris milah, the person who's going to do this mitzvah of shechting the Karan Pesach and doing both of them, still should expose himself to the tumah of meis mitzvah. Or Rekiva, says the Gemara, according to Rekiva, Loishna, he holds there's no difference of Kohen Gadol Chadei, that there's no difference of a person's a Kohen Gadol only, Loishna Kohen Gadol V'Nazir, or if the individual is both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. All of them, we learn from the word La'achiv, that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be metamet, that they're a Kohen Gadol, or a Nazir allowed to be metamet, meis mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, so if that's the case, La'aviv L'imai, why does the Torah have to write the words La'aviv L'imai by a Kohen Gadol? Because we already know that the Torah says that Akal Meshna is La'yavai. And the halacha of meis mitzvah, we can learn from the Pasuk that's stated by Nazir. That's the way the Rosh learns. So why does the Torah also have to say it by a Kohen Gadol? The Tosfos asks that why does it have to say it by a Kohen Gadol? Tosfos says that the question of the Gemara is not a question, why did the Torah have to state this by a Kohen Gadol? The Torah, Gemara's question is that why do I need both the Psukim La'aviv Uli'imai to teach that a Nazir is allowed to be tamed to Meis Mitzvah if we already have the limit of La'achiv that we just learned, that even individuals who are Kohen Gadol and a Nazir is allowed to become tamed to Meis Mitzvah? Answers the Gemara, Tzrichi. We need both the Pasuk La'aviv Uli'imai that to teach us this halacha. Why? Because of Aviv, if the Torah had only written Aviv, Havamina, we would say, Hainatam Dolem Metamalei, what is the reason that Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Metamah to his father? Shem Dechazoka Ba'almahu. How do we know for sure that somebody's father, that he knows is his father, is truly his father? It's only because Roy Bilas Achabal, we have a Chazoka that a woman, if she got pregnant, the husband is the father of the baby. Or as the Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, when the Gemara wants to teach us this concept that we know of Roiv, that we follow Roiv Medaraisa, it's actually, says the Gemara, because the Pasuk teaches us, Makav Oviv, if somebody hits his father, he's Chayiv Misa. Now the question is, how can we put this person to death? How do we know for sure that this is his father? It must be because we say Roiv Bilas Achabal. It must have been the father who, the person who is her husband, is ostensibly the father of this child. But it's not something that we know with that absolute certainty. That's why we need a pasuk that the father is, that the Nazir is allowed to get tamei to the father. Avel imai, the yadayin and the ilarate. By a mother, we know for certain who is the mother. Maybe there, the halacha is that since we're certain who the mother is, even though this person is a kohen gadol, the halacha is, but we know for sure it's his mother, litmala, he should be allowed to become tamei. Because rachmani imai, and if the Torah only would have told us that he's allowed to become tamei to his mother, have a mean that he's not allowed to become tamei to his mother. Have a mean imeloi litmelo to his mother. The loy ozel zara basra. We know the halacha m'sech baba basra daf kuf tesa mabeis teaches us that if a man is born to a parent, father or mother, the identification of what shevet he's from is from his father. Avol kivin damamar, as the pasuk says, suas roish kol das bnei Yisrael lemishbechoisom lebeis avoisom. So one's yichus is identified through his father. Ema d'alochi is alitmalay to a father, allowed to become tamei. Kamashmalon, that is not the case. Many mefarshim ask a question, and that is, what the Gemara says. Well, we would think that the nazir is not, the kohen gadol is not allowed to become tamei to his father, because we don't know for sure ever with that absolute certainty, like we have by a mother, that this is indeed his father. So ask many Mefarshim, the Rishonim, Achronim,
So if that's the case, and we have a concern that it's truly not his father, then the halacha ought to be that he's not, then he's not a kayin. So meman of shach, if it's his father, then he's a kayin, and if it's not his father, then he's not a kayin. So what's shot this gemara? So the Tzivin Karen Ayer explained that really there's no place to doubt, as we discussed, the paternity of somebody who's married. We know that the son of a married woman is the husband, and if he's a kayin, the son is a kayin. As the Gemara Masech Techulin that we mentioned earlier. What the Gemara means to say, that because paternity is not as certain as maternity, the Gemara doesn't want to chas v'shalom suggest that this is not his father. We of course know that this is his father. What the Gemara means to say is that when we speak about identifying somebody as somebody's father and identifying somebody as his mother, it's much easier to identify somebody as his mother than his father. And therefore we would say, since we lack that clear identification, maybe that clear proof, that's why the halacha should be that he should not be allowed to be matama to his father, or maybe yes to his mother. That's what the Gemara meant to say. Others say that we're referring to a case where we know that there's a certain individual who we have always considered this individual as a kohen. And then someone shows up and says that I am the father of this kohen. And then this person dies. So it's not like we always knew that this Nazir's mother, this kohen gadol's mother, was married to this man, and we knew that this man is a kohen, so this son most certainly is a kohen. We never had that clarity. Another teretz that I saw suggested, what happens if this kohen was born in a city where all the men are kohanim, Ir Shekulei Kohanim? So if he's born in a city where all the men are kohanim, even if we don't know for certain who his mother is, who his father is, we know he's a kohen. And that's what pshat is. Another pshat is that, and this is a concept that is most relevant, b'zman hazeh, we can maybe never know for sure that this individual is a kohen, because as we've been discussing, we can never know for certain who is the father. But if somebody is acting as a kohen, because all the years that's the way he has been, he's been behaving as a kohen, even if the truth is that he's not a kohen, he still has the kedusha of kohen. The pasuk says, "Keslachem alkechu hu makriv." Says the Chasam Sofer, the fact that this person has been doing the avoda as a kohen, and that's the way he's been behaving, that makes the avoda that he does a kosher avoda, and that makes us confident that he's a kohen, even if in Shemayim they know perhaps that he's not a kohen. And that's the case here. A kohen, he's allowed to continue being. He's allowed to continue a kohen because he's always been a kohen. What the Gemara means to say is that still can't be certain, that can't make us certain, the same like we could be certain with a mother, that he is indeed a kohen. The Stipler makes a very interesting point. He says that when the Torah speaks about the Isser of a kohen gadol not being allowed to become tamei to his relative, the Torah first speaks about the father and then the mother. But when the Torah speaks about the heter of a kohen hedyot becoming tamei to one of his close relatives, the Torah speaks about the mother first. Explains the Stipler that the pasuk is coming to teach us that by kohen gadol, that not only by the father, who as we just been learning, he's not allowed to be matama, even though we don't have that level of certainty, and on the kohen hedyot, that's why we say during the chiddush of the Torah is to say that he's not allowed to become tamei. The father, the Torah says the chiddush, which is the father. When the Torah speaks about the kohen hedyot, the Torah says that not only to the mother, which is obvious that she's a mother, may he be become tamei, but even to the father, which lacks that certainty, the halacha is he may become tamei. So now that the Gemara has continued to discuss how Rabbi Akiva learns the Pesukim, the Pesuk says in the parash of the Nazir, "Akol nefesh meis lo yavoi lava v'li'imai." And then the Pesuk says, "Akol nafshes meis lo yavoi." So that's a Pesuk by the Kohen Gadol. Why do we have this Pesuk as the Gemara according to Rabbi Akiva? "Akol nefesh meis lo yamali." Why can't we learn this? The halacha of the Kohen Gadol from the Nazir. Answer my call, lefuke rechaykim. As we discussed in the previous shiur, we maybe can make an argument that a Nazir should be more permitted to get tamei to people who he's not related than to people who he is related to. Why? Because when we want the Nazir to experience his kedusha. How does the Nazir experience his Kedusha? The way he experiences his Kedusha is by being separated for Tama. But once the person is not such a close relative, he doesn't really feel the Kedusha anyway by exposing himself. And therefore we would say that he's allowed to be Tama to Rechaikim. That's why the Pasuk says no. A Nazir is not allowed to be Tama himself to Rechaikim. Meis lafuke Krivim, that he's not to become tamei to close relatives. Nefashis is coming to teach us Leviastam Shiyotza Mitshneimesim, that if there's a Leviastam that came out of two, combined out of two people, and as we discussed when we learned this halacha previously, it's not that everybody necessarily agrees that if a Nazir, that if there's two people who were Nifter contribute to that Leviastam, that he'll be allowed to become Tomei. There's an argument that could be made that you need a Revius from each one. But there's no argument that if he's Tomei from the Revius Dam, the halacha is that he's Tomei, Shiyotsu Mishnei Mesim, Shmetama Boil, and the halacha is that the Kohen Gadol may not expose himself. The halacha is the Kohen Gadol may not expose himself to that Tuma. Shenemar, that's what the Pasuk means when it says, Akol Nafshes Meis. There's an interesting discussion that I saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chemer discusses here. The Gemara quoted that the pasuk of l'mishpachosam l'beis avosam. So the Sefer Chashukei Chemer wants to say that this pasuk is teaching us a very important element, and that is a person l'mishpachosam l'beis avosam is that a person is obligated to remain with his family. Our primary obligation in life is chinuch. One of our primary obligations in life is to be available for our families. And that's what the pasuk says, l'mishpachosam l'beis avosam. And that's why he quotes the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah that tells us that even though there's a point to want to visit his Rebbe, his Rabbeim on Yontif, not at the expense of not being able to spend time with your family. Spending time with your family, he explains, goes first. And that's why it says in the Megillah, Vayom Ma'elu, Niskarim V'nasim, we celebrate the Yontif of Purim, but when the Torah speaks about the celebration of the Yontif of Purim, it says, B'chol Dor V'dor, Mishpacha Mishpacha. And Rashi says, Mishpacha, mishpacha, misfasfim yachad. The families gathered together. Vayichlam v'shoysim yachad. V'keim kibbol aleim shemei purim layavru. Included in the obligation to celebrate the Yontiv Purim and to recognize the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us every year on Purim, we have a separate obligation, as it says in the Megillah, to do that in the presence of our family. When we are together with our family, we're able to appreciate much more the Yontif and much more able to fulfill our requirements as we get ready for the Yontif. Says the Mishnah al Elu, Tumas HaNazim HaGaleach. We've discussed that if a Nazir exposes himself to Tumah, the halacha is that he has to go through the Tahara process, which takes 7 days. On the third day, and the seventh day
he has the mei chatos, the combination of the ashes of the paraduma and the maim chaim mixed together and sprinkled on him. And then he brings the kabbonis. And after he brings the kabbonis, he has forfeited all of the days of Naziris that he has kept till now, and he begins again. Which are the tumas that the Nazir has to go through this procedure? Says the Mishnah, al mace. If there's a whole mace, al kazayis ben a mace. If there's a kazayis of a mace, all these shurim are halach l'mash m'sinai. Al kazayis netzel, if there is a kazayis of liquid that came out from the body of the dead person. A mole tarvid rekev, if there's a spoonful of dust that comes out of the decomposed body of the nazir, of the dead person, al shedra, on the spine, al agoilus, on the skull, al eva min ames, if you have an eva of the mace, al eva min achai, we have an eva min achai, yeshala basak roi, that if there has enough flesh on it that it could regenerate, al chatzi kav atzomis, if there's a chatzi kav of bones, which again represent the amount, the majority of the bones that a person needs to survive, al magon, if somebody touches them, val chatzi loydam, or chatzi loydam that came out of a nifter, al magon, if somebody touches them, al masum, carries them, al elam, if somebody is malo on them, that means he bends over them, or he's in the same place as they are. Al etzem kesoira, if we have the bone fragment of a metzoira, the size of a bone fragment of a dead person, the size of a barley. A magoi, if somebody touches that bone, a magoi, so if somebody carries it, there is no tumas oil by etzem kesoira. Alayla and Nazar Megaleich, as we said at the beginning of this Mishnah, if the Nazar is exposed to any of these tumas, the loch is he has to take a haircut after he goes through the 7 days of his Tahara process. On the seventh day, he takes a haircut. Maz v'shlishi v'shvi, on the third and the seventh days of this process, he has to have Hazos Adam. The soyser as a koidman, it causes him to forfeit all the days that he kept till now. Vein mas chalimnois, and he doesn't begin counting his nu naziris, ela achi yitar, until he is matar himself, with having this hazov the mechatis, or maybe his kabanosov, and bringing his kabanos on the eighth day. Says the Maratana Rabbanan, Akhapet Rosh Rameya, after Rameya passed away, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Talmidah, Rabbi Yehuda said to his Talmidim, Al yichnasu Talmidei Rameya lakan, I do not allow the Talmidim of Rameya to come here. Nesha kantronen hein, there are people who bother me with the questions with which they questions that they ask, that their goal is not to learn Torah. In other words, they're only here to show me that I don't know how to learn that well. They're here to show that I don't understand, and therefore I have to protect myself. But says the Gemara, even though Rabbi Yehuda made this announcement, Dochak Sumchus. Simchas pushed himself in, the nichnas, and came into the yeshiva of Yehuda. Amalai, and Simchas said to Rabbi Yehuda, and to Rabbi Yehuda's Talmidim, Kach Shonali Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir taught me, Alayla Tumas HaNazir, the Mishnah that we just learned, Alayla Tumas HaNazir Megaleich, Al HaMeis Vel Kezayis Ben HaMeis, that if a Nazir becomes exposed to a Meis or Kezayis Ben HaMeis, then Halacha is that the Meis, that the Nazir becomes Tamei. And if the Halacha is, that the question he meant to was that if he becomes tamei with a kazayis and a mace, he certainly becomes tamei with a whole mace. So what was the point of the Mishnah saying kazayis and a mace and a mace? And says the Gemara, Koros Rabbi Yehuda al Talmidov. Rabbi Yehuda got angry. Amalan, and he said to them, Didn't I tell you? Ayichnasu Talmidei Rabbi Kan. Rabbi Meir's Talmidim should not come here. Neshikan Tronim, hey, they're just here to bother me. Akazayis and Akazayis Megaleach, Alameis, like Koshkein, and the question that they're asking me is that why does it have to say both Akazayis and Ameis? Om Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi
was sitting and watching this entire situation. And he says, Meir Shachav, Reb Meir is no longer alive, that he should be able to defend and explain why he said what he said. Yehuda Kos, and we have Reb Yehuda getting upset. Yossi Shasak, and if Reb Yossi, he was saying about himself, will remain quiet, it'll be as if I agreed with the question that was asked. And Tahira Mata Eleo, and what Reb Meir said will remain difficult. Reb Yossi. So Reb Yossi says the Mishnah wrote these words, Ella Meish Enel of Kazayas Basar. If you have a mace that doesn't even have a Kazayas Basar, or let's say somebody was nifter, it was a nafel, or a young child who was very emaciated, even though we can't learn as a loch from Kazayas Basar, because this individual doesn't have a Kazayas Basar on his body, he was trying to teach them that still, because he's a whole mace, that he's not allowed to be metam himself, because by being metam, that's one of the people that's considered a mace, that the Torah Kedosha says a nazir is not allowed to become tameitu. The Ben Yoyada explains this Gemara. That the Gemara is trying to teach us that Reb Yossi felt the obligation that if Reb Meir is not here, and Reb Meir wasn't here to defend himself, and Reb Yossi won't be able to answer him, that means the question will be a good question. And it also caused Reb Yehuda not to want to deal with what Reb Meir said, because he doesn't have a good way of answering those questions. And that's why Reb Yossi said, I see no other option than I being the one to come and try to defend and explain what's being said here. Oh, Mefarshim point out that it's highly unlikely that there should be an individual, even if the person was very small, that should not have a Kazayas Basar. And Farshim explained, as we said, that we're referring here to an individual who is a nafel. And a nafel could be in that type of a situation. Here we're learning the importance of learning Torah and the importance of teaching Torah, Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. The Sefer Chashuki Chemed discusses that there's a father who hasn't learned Torah, and he has a son who he has not had the opportunity to teach Torah. And the question that Chashuki Chemed has is that whatever the situation is, only one of them will have now the opportunity to learn Torah. And if only one of them will now have the opportunity to learn Torah, who should learn the Torah? Should it be the father or the son? So he includes a very interesting dimension. The dimension that he includes here is that we need to understand who will be able to spread the Torah that's learned further. He says that the main point of learning Torah is lilmaid ulalamaid, to learn Torah, but to teach Torah further, to spread the Torah that's being learned. And now we have to review the situation. If the father has the potential of being a better Rebbe, a better transmitter of the Torah, then the father should be the one to learn Torah. And if the son has greater potential of being the one to teach Torah further, then it should be the son that should learn the Torah. Because the main part of Torah is lilmoid ulalamid. There's another point that I sort of mafarshim make based on this Gemara. The Nevuah in Yecheskel, the famous Nevuah in Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Zayin, the pasuk speaks about that summers hayaveshos, the dried out bones, which is a Nevuah that speaks about Tchias HaMesim, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring back the dead. Now that summers hayaveshos don't necessarily refer to dead people. They can be referring to people who are dead, who are not exposed to Torah mitzvahs. And the pasuk is saying that when Mashiach comes, b'mehera b'yameinu, those atzomes hayaveshes will become exposed to Torah mitzvahs. And as much as the pasuk is saying that b'meher b'yameinu, when Mashiach comes and there will be an exposure to Torah mitzvahs, the pasuk also speaks that Yechazkel was a kohen, and that he has to be careful not to expose himself to the tumah that a kohen is not allowed to expose himself. And the lesson is a very important lesson. As much as we are here to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, it can never be done at the expense of Torah mitzvahs. And we always have to follow the Torah mitzvahs, even as lofty and as important as our goals may be. That's why the Torah says that Tzomus Yevashus will come and there'll be Tchias HaMesim and there'll be an opportunity to bring them back to life. But they always, our first obligation is, as we've been learning in our Gemara, a Kohen is only allowed to be metam himself under the circumstances we've been learning. And if not, even if it means that those Tzomus Yevashus will remain Yevashus, we have no room for compromise in what the halacha says we are required to do.